The police footage starts with what appears to be a routine traffic stop. But quickly, the situation escalates as officers pull Tyree Nichols out of the vehicle and begin to wrestle him to the ground. He escapes their grasp and flees. His family later say he was scared of what police might do to him. Shortly thereafter, other officers give chase and catch Nichols on a dark residential street. Police can be seen beating Nichols and trying to subdue him with pepper spray. He can be heard crying for help and for his mother,
Mom!
Who happened to live a block away. Later, the 29-year-old, who only weighed 65 kilos due to an illness, appears badly hurt while handcuffed and left leaning against a car. Paramedics appear in no hurry to treat him. Nichols died from his injuries 3 days later. He was described by his family as a good young man who liked to ride his skateboard and loved his mom so much he tattooed her name on his arm. All 5 police officers were fired and now face criminal charges ranging from battery to second-degree murder.
Defund the police!
On Friday night, as the video was being released, protesters in Memphis took to the streets to call for justice.
What kind of justice do you want to see?
I want to see Memphis Police Department be held accountable overall. You know, it only takes 6 months to learn how to be a police officer, and it takes 4 years to earn a college degree. So that tells a lot about Memphis Police Department. You mean to tell me you're taught to use forceful force as such as, like, used against Tyree? You mean to tell me that you teach your officers this? I don't believe so.
Others said they didn't even need to see the video to know how they felt about it, but said it was important the video was made public.
We deserve to be able to see this. I know that it's super alarming. We had Rodney King beating. We've seen that, you know. So, I mean, it just kind of is where we at in 2023.
This is certainly a city very much still in shock by what they saw on that video, the violent beating death of Tyree Nichols at the hands of police. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Memphis.